Blog Talk Radio.
Philosophy show here at blogtalkradio.com/philosophy. And today is Thursday, February 11th. It's 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the show is on the same time every week. And at the same time, it's a half an hour show. It's a call-in show. And our guest call-in number, if you'd like to call in, is area code 646-929-1344. That's area code 646-929-1344. And today's episode is titled... And it's episode 125. The title of that is The Opposite of Wrong is Right. But it is not always right. And so, now if you'd like to hear a topic discussed or addressed, call or write in. And, all right, well, let's begin. And so you can also check out my YouTube channel. I want to say here at youtube.com/blastoffreshair. And it's kind of four things I wanted to mention in this half an hour. But feel free to call in and we can talk about whatever subject, love, advice, life, events, science, the unknown, conspiracy, conspiracies, advice, and so on. So the four topics I was thinking about are something I wanted to mention about music, about bribery, about promises, about philosophy. And we'll start with the philosophy. Because you've heard the saying, I'm sure, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Or maybe, I don't know what to think anymore, but, you know, if they, as long as they disagree with, you know, someone that I really don't like, then I'm going to agree with the people that disagree with them, no matter what it is, even though it could be other things that contradict. That's a way to possibly be herded like human sheep. And you know, and that's what's called a fallacy. And that is a perfect example, the most basic, general, full example. That's the logic of, you know, because of control. If you think the answer is always the exact, and not to say that sometimes it isn't, but if you think it always is the exact opposite of what's up against, then that would be a fallacy. And what's perceived to be the exact opposite also. by you or someone else or by just generally, you know, you, because of what you're learning from others. So, for example, if people, let's just say some people, we can talk about all groups, but some people, let's just say, don't like Obamacare, and so anything but Obamacare, I'll vote for. Now, of course, that's wrong, but, you know, then you can have someone who comes up and says they're for against Obamacare, you know, and it's like, and if you, and so they control the narrative, because even if you tell others that you're against Obamacare, now you're assumed to be agreeing with this other person who's against it. And so they're stealing that narrative. Now everyone who's against it agrees with this person who says they're not. And if you disagree with Obamacare, then you're like this ogre troll who is, you know, claiming that, well, they're against Obamacare, but they might be against it for different reasons. You know, and that's something to be aware about, because there's a lot more to what's going on in the world. Imagine if you're a creature who only had one of the five senses. And that's kind of what it's like when you're getting limited information. And so, you know, you want to follow your heart, I believe, and just research everything and try to find arguments for and against everything sincerely, objectively, from like an outsider's point of view. And consider things, don't unconsider anything. And so, you know, there's a lot of disgruntlement. If you look at the polls, the public satisfaction for the government, for the media, approval rating for Congress, do people think Congress is pretty much bought by special interests and not representing their views? And in fact, that people believe that there needs to be a political revolution by, you know, healthy majorities, then that's the full picture, and it's out there to find. But you know, it's like, think of, at least just in the United States here, what big populist movements there have been. And I don't mean like, you know, well, actually I do mean like it's, I mean, there's been videos that have gone viral. I mean, it's like a wave. Remember that Harlem Shake? And and if you don't, that's okay. But you can YouTube it, Harlem Shake. And that was a couple years ago. But yeah, things can go viral, and the word can spread fast. So, controlled, I don't know. But I would have to think not everything is. You know, it's like in Star Trek, where Jean-Luc Picard said, like, the game is over. I know this is a charade, and I'm going to quit playing. I am a captain of a Starship Enterprise, and this is not the planet that I'm from. Some people could believe it goes that deep down the rabbit hole, you know. That's if you took two red pills, maybe, you never know. I mean, never know. You know, there's been movies already on that, like the whole story was a dream or stuff like that. But, you know, so it does seem more poetic to say that you're making decisions on your own based on principles of fairness and what seems overall right in an objective sense, a fair sense of how you'd want to be treated, you treat others, you know, not to be a doormat, but to set a good example, a powerful one if you want to change things. And it's kind of like the mind over the matter. A sense of sacrifice or chivalry or honor and charity and you know, is that our greatest weakness or is that our greatest strength in the long run versus the short run? And is it a conspiracy to think that people want others to be more charitable so they'll be easier prey? Or it's a way to, or to make people think that so that they'll stop being as charitable, which is actually the key to success and peace and prosperity, the maximum peace and prosperity, the most efficient way in the big picture, even though in some short-term things there might seem to be less. But then is it really less? And isn't the fruit from the bigger picture program or formula per se as the smaller picture or vice versa? And those are questions that can get you distracted maybe, or they can be fundamental to the entire game. And so enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know, that's like saying the title of the show, the opposite of wrong is right. But it isn't always what's right. And now, promises mean nothing. And Bernie music, and actually all political music. I did a search. What really impressed me in the year 2008 when Ron Paul ran for president is how many independents, like clips and songs and videos that were made from his political campaign at a grassroots level, all different kinds of music. From rock, hard rock, rap, everything, folk music, classical, jazz. I mean, people were making these cool, like, grassroots songs. You know, if they ever made, like, a compilation of the best of Ron Paul, it should be all these songs. I mean, there's over 100 of them, and they're all original songs, and people added good beats and stuff to them. I mean, this was all genuine, real music. And none of the other candidates, when he ran that year, had anyone from the goodness of their heart making music for them. When I looked at it this year, and I made a playlist on my YouTube channel called 2016 Campaign Music, and And there's over 100 videos there. And I tried to find all the Trump ones I could, all the Rand Pauls, all the Ben Carsons, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. And if you look yourself, I mean, there's one Hillary Clinton that I saw, and it was pretty funny. And then there's like, you know, a handful of Rand Pauls. I just put like one or two there. There's one Ben Carson. There's about 15 or so Trump ones, maybe a little less. And a lot of them are mocking him, actually. And then Bernie Sanders, there's over 100, I mean, of good songs in every genre. And, you know, the people who are inspired to sing about his candidacy are many times more, like a 10-to-1 margin. And it's amazing. If you visit youtube.com/blastoffreshair, click playlists, and you'll find it. And I spent hours searching for all different songs. And there, I put them in just, I sorted them by like how recently they were made. So they're not in any order. And I wasn't trying to favor one candidate while doing that. But there's clearly more Bernie Sanders songs, just like there was Ron Paul, 2008, and a little bit in 2012. And so promises mean nothing. I mean, they can if it's maybe the first time you ever promised anything, and, you know, but, you know, I'm glad we pushed this candidate like one way or to another. That's what these primaries are doing. Yeah. Even if, you know, the mainstream appointed candidate wins, at least the other more outside candidate pushed them more a certain way. Yeah, right. They didn't push them at all. Just like they say what they need to get elected in the primary, they do the same thing in the general, and then when they get to office, they do whatever they want. Or at least the last, I don't know, handful of them. So, no, you have to look at the records, and I mean, if you went to an Amazon website where it gives reviews, and you saw something that was like, let's say, 3 stars. I mean, 3 stars, I'm really already trying to see if anyone else sells this product. But on the front, it says it promises you this and that. It sounds too good to be true. That usually isn't from this product. Then you see another one that has like, you know, 25,000 ratings or whatever, and it has 4.5 stars out of 5, and, you know, it just lists the features, and, you know, and it has a lot of pictures, is transparent. You know, this product, this company has been making the same product for the last 25 years, 40 years, whatever. And the price is less, but reasonable. I mean, what are you going to put in your shopping carts? The one with the flashy, fake, you know, pixie dust hurting with fallacies type of marketing, or, you know, the one that has a history that you can look back and see and verify and confirm. And so just some things to think about, you know. We have about 10 more minutes. Now, if you feel like calling in, this would be the time to do it. Unless if you have something that's going to take a really long time to talk about. But it's area code 646-929-1344. 12:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. Thursday morning, Wednesday night, Eastern Standard Time. It's a philosophy show. So I've been talking about music, campaign, well, popular campaign music, and an awesome playlist that I have, that I made. Promises and philosophical fallacies, like saying the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And you know, so the presidential election is afoot, and so is the congressional ones. You know, in 2008, I think it was 2008. No, it might have been 2000. Actually, you know what? You see, I actually don't remember what year, but I can find out really quick. 2012. In 2012, I did something. Isn't in the Guinness Book of World Records, but is unique. I interviewed the most independent and third party candidates ever in 1 year that are. I made sure, except for like two of them, they're all on the ballot. So they gathered enough signatures to get on the ballot, so they had a statistical chance to win. Some of them were allowed in the debates with the Republican and Democrat. Some weren't. They're everywhere from like half an hour to an hour, hour and a half interviews of people all across the country in every state running for U.S. This guy, Bernie Sanders, I like, and I think out of all the candidates that are there, he's probably the best, even though I don't agree with everything. And but when I look at them all, as far as civil liberties, privacy, things like the Patriot Act, and I would imagine a more sensible foreign policy. He did vote against the Iraq War. Donald Trump was also against the Iraq War. As far as privacy goes, I think Donald Trump is, I don't know what he thinks about that or civil liberties. And when he says people are paid a good price for asset forfeiture, that's not what I heard, especially with the real estate market going down. I mean, some people could be at a loss if for the amount that they're getting offered for their lands, and I've seen stories like that. So, no, that's, you didn't win any argument there. I did like how he shouted down, though, the entire room, saying that they're all Republican establishment hacks who were given free tickets to the debate to fill up the room. That was good. I mean, and I don't know. I mean, it's quick and easy as he to cave under pressure. I mean, you know, he's had a pretty comfortable life. I don't know. But you never know, I guess, right? Maybe if you had it all, you have nothing to lose, I guess. I don't know. Not as likely, but possible. And then that's about it. I mean, Ted Cruz, maybe. And Bernie also is like, do you think he's going to pass the Medicare for All? If he does, I think that's better than the Obamacare, where it is corporate welfare for the insurance companies, and we're paying like 3 to 4 to 5 times more than any other country in the world, and Medicare for all, I think would be great. I think people should have an option to opt out of the entire system, and that would solve it all right there. You can keep all the programs, just let people who want to opt out, opt out. I don't think it would be that many. And then we can all move forward on the things we agree upon. He's against the prohibition of cannabis. Kind of reminds me of the prohibition of alcohol a century ago almost. A lot of special interest money. And he's, you know, against, you know, the corporate welfare, the bailouts. He voted against those bailouts. That was pretty good. He's for auditing the Fed and the entire government. I like that. And so practically everything that he will be able to do, probably agree with. You just got about 90 seconds remaining. So, well, we'll be back next week. We got less than 60 seconds here. This has been episode 125 of the Philosophy Show. Check out my channels list on my YouTube page too, youtube.com/blastoffreshair, and click channels and scroll down and click the load more button two or three times and you'll see the full list. The most eclectic, interesting channels I think, you know, you'll find. Anyways, thanks for listening, and I appreciate it. Take care.
There were some clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much rain.